Dan Zwicker is here. He's with CGB Enterprises, located in Mandeville, Louisiana, and was looking at the marketplace. Wanted to talk a little bit about some of the fundamentals and some of the technicals. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks for being with us. It's kind of been a rough week in Chicago. In fact, Chicago and New York and China and lots of other places as far as it goes for commodities and some stock trade. How much damage has been done, do you suppose, to the marketplace?
Well, we don't know for sure until we probably get a handle on the production number. But when you look at the technical picture of chart on corn, I mean, we basically have lost everything that we gained. I mean, we're back to where we were when we broke to the upside back in the middle part of June. So we're back on December corn. We're kind of back to where we started from. The market is oversold. It is due for some kind of short covering bounce of some kind, but the funds are holding some very long positions, so nobody kind of feels that there's a real urgency to short cover. We may get one a little bit here tomorrow on the last day of the month, but fundamentally what it is the trade has convinced itself that the weather pattern during July has been favorable enough in the Western Corn Belt, and we have seen improvement in the Eastern Corn Belt on crop ratings, that the overall national average yield on corn is probably in this 165 type range, which, yes, it's tighter than if the market would have had 168 or 169 yield, but it's not as tight as if it was down around 162 or 163. So, and a lot of that information is not really going to be known for some time, but for the most part, the trade feels that this year's corn crop is going to be more than adequate to meet the demand, at least for now, and that's why the market has done such a tumble. The China situation has probably been a real bearish negative, as they're unloading all of their commodity reserves. Back in the double load, when we had our big bull market, China was building inventory of commodities. They felt that was a good investment. But now, since those higher prices that we had in the double O's has generated larger production numbers throughout the world, they don't feel that they need to have a reserve like they had in the double O's. So now they're liquidating that inventory. The China economy has created such a bubble by growing at that double-digit pace, and now they're only growing at 6 or 7%, which we would love to be growing at 6 or 7% rather than our 2%. But they created such a bubble that we're in a liquidation mode, and they're taking the air out of that bubble. And I noticed on one of the wires that China has cashed in about $500 billion of U.S. bonds over the past month or so. They held about $1.5 trillion, so they did cash in a third of them, and it'll be interesting to see if they're going to cash in the rest of that trillion they got to go. So the China's government is doing everything they can to generate cash, try to prop up the market, but we've seen some pretty devastating declines in their net worth over there, the people's net worth, very similar to what we saw in 08, but our Fed was able to at least hold things together and get it to recover somewhat, and now that's what the Chinese government is trying to do.
This week at the American Agricultural Economics Association meeting, Chad Hart, who's the ag economist at Iowa State and has been for some years now, many will be familiar with his name. He's been on Commodity Week, and his predecessor, who was Bob Wisner, of course, put the national average yield for corn at 162. I'm wondering whether you think he's closer to right than the 165 that the trade is dealing with.
Well, He may be, but that doesn't necessarily mean the August crop report is going to publish that number. And we have found that, and this is where we're at in the marketplace, is that we're arguing, and of course we still basically have 30 days to maybe even 45 days of the growing season to go yet. There could be a patch, an area of the Corn Belt that comes under real hot and dry stress. We may get rains, we may get an early frost. We don't know, but we know we have a crop coming. Now, the argument is it at 160, 160 or 165? And everybody has an opinion of why it should be at the low end or at the high end or the middle part of that range. And then, of course, we got to go through the process that we did last year of scratching our heads about acres, because USDA, yes, they are surveying the areas that were real late in planting, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to catch the acres that may or may not got planted in some of the other states due to heavy rain. And they're going to have to start relying on their FSA numbers. And you remember last year, we had the trade just, you know, waited each month for those FSA numbers and try to correlate them to past years and what it implied and what it didn't imply. And so we still have to go through the harvested acreage process. But for now, with the dollar strong, China in a tailspin, there is really no storyline for market bulls at this point. But 30 days from now, there could be. Yes, from a technical point of view, we just basically creamed the corn markets. We've lost everything. And for the most part, beans have kind of lost everything, too, since the middle part of June. So we've had a kind of a bubble up here on worries over the eastern Corn Belt, pulling production numbers way low. That may still be the case. And if you look at other like years, whether it was 93, 95, actually this is maybe shaping up to be more like 95, because 95 was wet in the eastern Corn Belt, and that is when the eastern Corn Belt got beat up pretty bad. And we basically drifted into an August low, and basically never looked back. And then that was the trip to $5.50 corn for back in 1996. So
we're running
history says that USA doesn't catch this stuff until we get further down the road in production numbers.
We'll talk more this afternoon. Thanks so much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises. He is out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. Ag programming at willag.org.